Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAT's Health. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, Tiffany, I was calling. I made an order, I guess it was at the end of last week, Friday or Thursday. And when I went to, I had it all up on my computer, but when I went to pay and generate it, it said, you know, you weren't allowed to pay at this time, so it wouldn't let me complete the payment part. So I called, and they did my order over the phone, but I received my product yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was delivered, and I noticed on my invoice, I did not get, I had the Bongino, you know, Dan Bongino, I heard on his radio show, but I did not get the, the code. It doesn't look like they put the code in for me.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
It's 32207.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Is Kelly Cusick, Cusick. And I was a first-time customer.
Okay, and you said that zip was 32207?
Correct.
Not showing up. Okay, Kelly. Nope, I don't see it. Okay, let's see. It does ask for. You got the order number?
Yes. I have the order number. It's the GLF number. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Let me get that pulled up for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and so do you see anything, like the order number, do you see anything that has like SH dash and then it gives you the numbers behind it?
I see a OS and then numbers.
What's the numbers?
OS130268IH.
Okay, all right, and verify your shipping address for me.
It's 4251 Great Oaks Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so looks like they did the one-time shipment for the Duo Cryo-Free CBD Roll-On and the CBD Sports Cooling Cream. So, yeah, that's what they did, but they didn't add the... Let me see if we can add that discount code in there for you. Hold on, let me see if we can add it in there.
Okay, well, I think I've already paid for it, didn't I?
Yeah, but they are able to do like a credit or something on there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, let me just double check. You're welcome. Hold on for just a moment for me.
Okay, sure.
Okay, my supervisor's checking for you, okay? So just give us a moment, please. Yes, ma'am.
Sure,
thank you
so much.
Yes. You're welcome. Okay, so I was double checking with my supervisor, and she said, no, we won't be able to add that discount code. She said, you actually, when you order the, because I did tell you that you had a problem trying to order offline. So you called in here, and one of the agents placed their order for you. But she said the customers is the only one that's allowed to add that discount to their account online when they order the products themselves. If we place the order, we're not allowed to do the put the discount code in there.
But when I called, I wish you would have told me that because I would have just waited and tried it again later. It's not like I needed to have it at that minute. You know what I mean? I mean, I
Yes,
think
and
you
I
should have
totally
let me know
understand.
that.
Yeah, just like I did. I said, hold on for a minute. Let me double check to make sure. Yes, I
Okay.
understand that.
Yeah, she should have told me because I would have just waited or, you know, gone ahead. I had refreshed it and it did that, but I would have just waited and tried again, obviously.
Well, let me tell her. Let me just tell her that and see what she says. Hold on for
Okay.
just a moment.
Thank you, Tiffany. I
You,
appreciate it.
yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Okay, thank you again for holding for me. Now, my supervisor does apologize, but it's the company's policy. We're not allowed to add those discount codes to those customers. They have to do it themselves if they apply, if they sign up for the product online.
No, I completely understand that, but my point is the supervisor should have said when I told her that used the Dan Bongino, she should have said, I cannot put that in for you. You will have to do it yourself on your computer. And at that point, I would have said, okay, well, if it won't apply, then I will just try it again later on my own.
Right, and I totally understand. Yes, ma'am, I really do understand. But it's nothing that I would be able to do. I've
Can I speak to your supervisor?
sure
Because in
you.
that case, then maybe I'll just return it and then I'll just reorder it on my own. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, I'll do that for you. Yes, ma'am. Let me just get everything noted on this account, and then I'll get you sent over to a supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
It just doesn't make sense. So. they're saying because they can't do it, so I would have to do it. But their supervisor should have told me.
Yeah.
It was an error on their part, not mine.
Well, then, you know, you
say I'll return. Yeah, return. I don't think there is, because I think it's
All right. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. And, well, I'm sorry. Thank you for holding for me. And I do appreciate you for calling OMAX Health. And as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business. I'm going to go ahead, Ms. Kelly, and get you sent over to my supervisor. Okay.
And thank you, Tiffany. You've been so helpful. I appreciate your help. I just want to let them know, like, as a business, I don't think it's right because the error was on the company side, not mine.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
So
yes,
ma'am. That's it. No problem with you at all. You were very kind. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, Ms. Kelly. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get you sent over now. And thank you again for calling OMAX Health.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.